This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to This Day in History, a podcast dedicated to examining history from a standpoint of determining which event on any given day had the greatest impact on our lives. Now your host, Tony Hubert and Armand Kachigian.
This Day in History for April 4th is here on lineupmedia.fm. Tony Hubert, Armand Kachigian, and we're brought to you by Armand, Amazon.com, and Audible.com. When we've got book recommendations, or Armand has a film recommendation from the archives of the MGM vault, Warner Brothers vault. We'll tell you where to get it at Amazon.com.
Yeah, we'll tell you where to go.
Just listen to Armand.
On certain terms.
He will not steer you wrong.
Oh, I'll steer you.
The events, the birthdays, and who kicked the bucket, all coming up for you today on the April 4th edition. And we start with the first historical record of the city of Moscow in 1147. That's all the older that place is?
That's not old enough for you?
No, I thought it would have been much older.
It's Moskva.
How do you say it again?
Moskva.
Moskva.
Yeah.
Is that?
That's how we pronounce it, Moscow. But
we do.
Moskva.
How does an Armenian pronounce it? How does a Russian pronounce it?
Moskva.
Moskva. They have a cool way of talking, you know?
Yeah, I like,
because no matter what they're saying, it sounds intimidating.
Sounds like they're cussing you out.
Right. Like, say I love you, darling, and
Ya tebya lublu.
Yeah. That does not sound warm and inviting. How much Russian do you still speak?
Немного. Not much.
Not much?
Well, I don't have any practice. I used to have all my office girls were Russians, and I was trying to get laid, so I'd speak Russian. But now, everybody around here speaks English, and they're all ugly anyway.
Well,
if
you speak Russian, I think I know where you could get a job.
Da?
Yeah.
Could you?
West Wing.
West.
1581, Francis.
That was not necessary.
You didn't like that? Shh.
Make America great again.
Say that in Russian.
I can't. I don't know how to do that. I better learn how to do that. All right, you cotton to this. You tumble to this nonsense.
It's funny.
Yeah. All right.
Because it's true.
As long as it's humorous to you.
1581. Francis Drake. He gets a knighthood for completing his circumnavigation of the world. And I like Drake.
I think his knighthood is more for stealing stuff.
Than anything else. Privateer, but it's a license to steal, which I appreciate, as you know.
I know you. I don't know why you admire privateers. So
I love it.
Okay.
Nothing like having a...
Okay.
No, it's okay. The Queen said I could do this.
I know.
But I admire Drake because, unlike Magellan, he actually made it back around.
Yeah, well...
Magellan tapped out, like, you know, in the Philippines or something.
He had a better ship, too, though.
Yeah, he did.
Drake. This is 60 years later. There were some advances made.
Well,
what to avoid, like the Philippines.
Right, and the advances...
Hell from out of weather.
The advances in naval architecture were probably significant enough...
And don't go to Hawaii. That's where Cook got it.
Yeah.
So,
can you imagine Hawaii was once like stay away from?
It still is for me. It's too damn expensive.
Oh, please.
I'm not going there.
What about an all-inclusive junket?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I'd rather go to Vegas.
Well, Vegas, you seem like you'd be at home.
Yep, I am.
All right. 1721, the first Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Yep.
Sir Robert Walpole.
Yeah, he was a Whig. Also the longest-serving prime minister, although he wasn't technically called that. But that's, if they ask you in a trivia contest, he was number one.
So what did they call him?
I don't know if they had a name for him or whatever. But this guy, his big influence was with George II's wife, apparently. I don't know what was going on with those two, but Caroline really liked him, which is...
Now, that's Carolina, right?
Yep.
Who the states are named for?
Yep.
And that's George II, not George III, correct?
George II, yes.
George II.
Correct.
All right. Also, in London, 1768, Philip Astley stages the first modern circus. Do we really need circuses?
We need bread, and the people need bread and circuses, right?
Really?
Yep. That's what the
Romans
said.
You ever been to a circus?
Who said that? Marshall, I think it was? What Roman poet said all the people need is bread and circus? No, I never even liked him when I was a kid.
I didn't either.
I like the elephants.
Yeah, but I felt bad for him. All the people need is bread and circus.
Or was it Juvenal? I don't know. It was one of those, it's a Roman poet. It's Juvenal. Got it.
Yeah, J-U-V-E-N-A-L.
Okay. Or I got it on the second try.
Pronounced in
Juvenal.
Juvenal.
I don't know about that. I think Romans pronounce the J.
They pronounce the J?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, the soccer club isn't Juventus. It's Juventus.
Yeah, that's different.
No, it still means the youth.
What are you,
soccer
Julius
club.
Caesar?
Maybe I am.
Yeah, wrong.
1818, the United States Congress. Now, I like this one. This is interesting to me. The adoption of the first flag of the United States. Now, I think we could all guess that it had 13 red and white stripes. How many stars?
Yeah, it was getting a little bit too many. So, as far as the stripes, you're talking about the stars?
Yeah, how many stars?
Well, see, you said it. I mean, it's on here. It's written on here.
But 20 is the answer.
Yes.
You could play along, Armand. You have been a game show contestant before.
I'm on Tinder.
You're busy swiping.
I'm in no mood to play with you.
You're busy swiping left and right.
Trying to find a woman here.
We're trying to do a show. April 4th.
Okay.
Come on now. So 20, the first time the official flag comes out, it's 20.
Well, I don't buy all that. I don't know about this official flag stuff because they were making flags long before.
They were.
With 15 stripes and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Now, how come?
So this is tainted.
What would a 15-stripe flag have represented? Two additional states?
Yeah, Kentucky and Tennessee. But then it got to be too many, and they said, the hell with the stripes. We'll leave that at 13.
Yeah, it's going to get really...
We'll adjust the stars.
Now, have you heard that there's already the design for the 51-star flag is already complete? Has been, apparently, for some time.
For Puerto Rico?
For any state that would become the 51st state. Not necessarily Puerto Rico.
They'll break up before they add another state.
Well,
mark my words.
Maybe they hopefully they get a 49-star flag going.
How about a 4-star flag for 4 different sections of the country?
It just wouldn't look good.
I don't care. It would work well.
1841. Now here's the date where the man who gave the inauguration, the longest inaugural address, and he caught pneumonia.
That's a myth.
I know.
You know that I've told you this.
I know,
before.
But he died
like 3 weeks later.
I'm setting the stage.
Well,
it's a myth. Because he sat up there and talked forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Setting the briefest time for being the head or the executive of the United States.
A sick old man anyway.
William Henry Harrison.
67 or something.
He dies of pneumonia on this date, April the 4th.
Yeah. But he gave that speech like a month before. It didn't take him back then. You got pneumonia. You're dead.
You're dead.
Yeah. So it didn't take. So he contracted it.
And the reason it's a month after, of course, is. Inauguration.
Yeah.
At that point in time. Well, actually, when was it, Armand? In the 1930s?
March
it got moved
4th.
Up to January?
Yeah. Roosevelt was the first one. It's still too long. Have the election, and that's like the Brits. You have an election 2 days later, you got a new prime minister. That's it. Over.
Yeah, but you already have a government in place.
So what?
So what?
They changed the whole government. Are you kidding me?
No, they changed. Theresa May did change a lot of it during the interceding days.
But whatever. I mean, what do we need? Come on. In this day and age, we need 3 months, 2 months to change a government?
How are you going to get time to pardon all the people that...
Yeah, right. How are you going to let go of all the convicts and everything? Yeah. Right. How are you going to give all those favors on your way out?
Exactly. You need time, Armand.
Right. That does take time.
I mean, it takes a long time to get the moving trucks up to the...
And, you have to wiretap your opponent. That's Obama. Yeah, Mr. Russia. Consult Miss Rice about
1850.
You have to gather all kinds of data and leak it.
Los Angeles, incorporated as a city in 1850.
Los Angeles.
Well, you've been a LA resident.
You have to live there to be able to give it the raspberry.
Yeah. Now, did you lived in LA proper as well?
There's no such thing as LA proper.
Yes, there is.
The whole town is improper.
Okay. There is a city of Los Angeles.
Yeah, there is.
It's not like London where the actual city of London is only a square mile.
No, this
and where you're actually not in London most of the time, you're in Westminster or one of the boroughs.
Well, you're in Whitechurch if you're Jack the Ripper, but
Whitechapel.
Whitechapel, yes. But L.A. is sprawling.
Can you name
megalopolis.
Do you know the official name of the city of Los Angeles?
I just gave you the official name.
What? Come on.
I don't know. It's not a bad town. Terrible traffic, though.
No doubt. Let's see here. The official name is El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora La Reina de Los Angeles del Rio. Porcupine.
I'm sure all our Hispanic listeners are just covering their ears at that pronunciation.
No, no doubt. In English, it means Town of Our Lady, the Queen of Angels of the River Porciuncula. It's a hell of a name. Good thing they shortened it to
novel pronunciation.
I don't know Spanish. Good thing they shortened it to L.A. 1865, the day after the Union forces would capture Richmond, Abe Lincoln visits the Confederate capital. Hopped right in there.
I'll bet he was real popular, too.
Right in there.
Like Nixon in Bogota, throwing potatoes at him and shit. So, anyway, yeah, I don't know what the hell prompted this moron to go down there.
That took some chutzpah.
Yeah, that's like Hitler in Paris. Welcome. Throwing flowers in his way.
I mean, they had to think he was going to get shot, didn't they?
I don't know. He was nuts. I don't know. We talked about him being a pussy anyway, though. Remember, he was in a dress on the way over to his inauguration?
Sneaking in. I'm not going to disparage Abe Lincoln.
Coward.
You are.
No, I don't care. I have nothing against him. I think he was a rotten president, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, he's only regarded probably as the best president, but Armand thinks
he's
bad.
It just goes to show you, that income tax he instituted, that was a good idea.
1873, the Kennel Club founded. Now, that is the oldest and the first ever official registry of purebred dogs. Now, this is the English, the British Kennel Club.
Yeah.
They've done a lot for dog breeding, man. I'm going to tell you, I'm fascinated by dogs and the associative learning these things do. It's incredible. You got a dog, Armand?
Well, you're a Hillary supporter, so.
What does that mean?
She should be in the Kennel Club. She's a very interesting crossbreed of pug and
please stop
mongrel.
Stop.
Well, you started it.
With
your Trump comment, you and your Russia slur.
It wasn't a slur. You said you could probably get a job.
Uh-huh.
What slur? I think there's a basis.
You go do business in Russia and not do business with the politicians. Okay. Anyway.
Help me with the pronunciation on this.
Schutzstaffel.
The Schutzstaffel is founded in Germany. Now, on first glance, that sounds like a great bakery. That sounds like something I might want to go have a cup of coffee at.
Sounds like a bowel movement.
Could be. Did you take a Schutzstaffel this morning?
No, I was constipated. So
you had a Schutzstaffel.
I had a Schutzstaffel, yeah.
And I got backed up.
Right. So I took some Imodium.
So in one of the more amazing, amazing bits of marketing ever done, because the Schutzstaffel just, I don't think that's going to scare anyone, they shortened it to the SS. And
I think Schutzstaffel means like protection squad or something like that. They were there first. They were his bodyguards.
They were his bodyguards.
That's what
his personal
started
bodyguards.
As. But then, you know, since they were so competent, they got new and
and they gave them
a little more brutal.
And they gave them the
duties.
They gave them the dramatic.
And they loved it.
The dramatic uniforms, the death head.
Yeah, you got to admit those are pretty. You know, those black uniforms.
Yeah, they're intimidating, man.
Yeah,
it's a huge
skull's head and all that.
Yeah, that's the death head.
Well, there were three of them, I think. There was a fighting shoot, you know, the ones that actually fought.
Actually
SS
fought.
Units. Those are guys like killed people at Malmedy and shit and killed prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the racial that were back at home rounding up Jews and killing them. And then the concentration camps were run by the SS also. So there were three like divisions. Heinrich Himmler, of course, was in charge,
and Goebbels got
nice guy,
great propaganda out of it as well.
Yeah, I hand him propaganda, baby.
Man,
we're fighting England. What happened? We won. Right on, baby. Yeah, that was the best part of the producers.
That's a dark day in history, though. The SS founded April 4th, 1925. All right. Hey, you want some birthdays? We're halfway through the events today already. Looking for the one that affects the world we live in today the most. Probably have it coming up. We talked about it yesterday. Thaddeus Stevens, born in 1792, portrayed by Tommy Lee Jones in the film Lincoln.
Yeah.
Is how most people are probably familiar with him.
Waving the bloody shirt.
Mm-hmm. 1802, Dorothea Dix, the American nurse and activist, is born. And 1884, this is one of my favorites, Armand. To me, he's up there with Rommel.
I don't think he's that bright.
Oh, no, he was Harvard educated.
So what?
Okay. All right.
He's talking about a military man.
Well,
I don't think he's a great tactician.
Isoroku Yamamoto, the Japanese admiral, the man who was responsible.
I think that means Isoroku means like 57 in Japanese.
Really?
Because his father was like 57 when
He was born?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
the Japanese are very imaginative about the way they name their kids.
Yamamoto, who, of course, leads the
Yeah, but his heart wasn't in it.
No, it wasn't. And he knew that they were, as he said, going to awaken the sleeping giant, because he had been and spent time in America, yeah. knew what yeah, the industrial
yeah, but
capability
here again,
was.
Most of the Japanese did not want war. It was Tojo and that, you know, that outfit, the warlords that took over.
So how did that cabal, though, get such...
Because of Roosevelt. They pissed the Japanese off. Roosevelt cut off all the supplies. Get the hell... Okay, you want to be allies with us? Get the hell out of China. They're not going to do that. Roosevelt... He put him in a corner. He made him go to war. Not that they're the nicest guys in the world, but
you mean after they had already pillaged China?
Yeah, well, they had. Yeah, but what was that? None of our business. Yeah, the Russians pillaged Poland too,
I know,
and everybody else.
I know.
They're Uncle Joe, great guy.
Right. I know.
So you know, here we go again. Roosevelt wanted a war. He wanted a backdoor war. He knew what the Germans would never. He couldn't go to war with Germany, but he promised Churchill. So. He kind of chivied the Japanese into this war, which they had to have. Yamamoto didn't want it.
No.
None of the guys that really had any brains wanted it.
No, Yamamoto's...
There was no choice.
He makes for very...
Cut off their oil, cut off their scrap
right.
metal.
He makes for very interesting reading.
Well...
He does. And
mildly interesting.
The best part
about him is how they shot him down.
Yeah, for an admiral to go down...
Nothing
in
this life became him as much as the leaving of it. Or something like that. That was Shakespeare.
No. 1888, Tris Speaker born, great American ball player
yeah,
and manager.
He's one of the best, man.
And he is probably the underrated or...
Not on this show. I think he's the best, one of the best of
all
time.
He's first-class induction. So when...
Well, he wasn't in the first.
He wasn't in the first class?
No, that was Ruth, Ty Cobb, Christy mm-hmm. Mathewson, Walter Johnson. One more, but it wasn't Speaker.
Was it Wagner?
Honus Wagner. There you go. That's five. Those are the first five.
Do,
but he
do,
had to be in there.
Somewhere. Second class.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Uh-huh.
1937.
Right.
Yep. 1937. So, yeah, when the Hall of Fame is established, you know, in 1936, and they take, you know, the first five, the second five. So this guy's, you know, at that point in time, he's considered one of the greatest ever. Today, I think if you ask people who Tris Speaker was, unless you're talking to an older baseball
fan. I don't
know
how many guys know Christy Mathewson or... Even Walter Johnson.
Well, that's a good question, too, now. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about this the other day. They don't know the Speaker of the House either, so. Which you probably owe me a lunch.
Yeah, I do. I do. I contend. We had a bet in the office, folks, that a cohort would not know who the Speaker of the House was. I said he would.
He got it on the second try.
He got it on the second try.
That doesn't count.
He's often known for sort of missing names by a little bit.
Well, see, you should know who you bet on here.
I had a lot
You're
of confidence.
Putting money on Ocho, man, getting it right the first time.
I had a lot of confidence in him, and he indeed know who the Speaker of the House was, Paul Ryan, but it came out Paul O'Neill, which I thought was an acceptable answer,
no.
conflating Tip O'Neill and Paul O'Neill together.
I think he's talking about
Or maybe
about
he
the
was thinking
player.
About the Yankee outfielder.
Yeah, that's who he's thinking
We'll
about.
Never know, but anyway, I owe Arm on lunch over that one.
Tip Ryan.
Now, if he would have said Tip Ryan.
I would have given it to him.
All right.
That's close enough.
I agree. All right. 1913, Armand. This gentleman is born.
Rather crestfallen.
That little thing?
Yeah.
Listen to that. That's an old 45.
Sure is.
Not a good 45. Apparently one someone bought at a yard sale.
Well, it's McKinley Morgan Field. Is that his name? What's his real name?
Well,
I didn't write it down.
The world knows him as Muddy Waters.
Yeah.
And he's responsible for almost...
Yeah, is this influence on everybody?
Almost all of modern popular music.
Yeah, I know they idolize that guy. I guess he's all right.
His song, Rolling Stone...
Yeah.
Which Brian Jones, when booking a date for his band, looked down. They had a Muddy Waters album, and he was asked, what's your band called? He looked down, and he saw the song Rolling Stone, and he said, the Rolling Stones.
Brilliant.
History made right yeah. there. They go to visit Chess Records on South Michigan Avenue up in Chicago. The Stones walk in, Jagger, Jones, Richards, the gang. Okay. They're like, we're here to see Muddy Waters. They're asking this guy who's up on a ladder painting the ceiling, turns around. That's Muddy Waters.
All right.
Yeah. Guy did some work. 1924, Gil Hodges born.
Gil
good
Hodges.
Ball player. Brooklyn
yeah.
Dodgers.
Dodgers. Yeah.
Boy, he suffered through a bad World Series in the 1950s where he just couldn't get a hit.
what we're talking about. We got another. You've omitted this guy.
Who?
I got a birthday. Oh, well, since you asked, Mickey Owen.
Oh, Mickey Owen. Okay, I'm sorry.
And we've talked about this boner in Game 4. He's born in 1916. 4-3, Yankees are down. Top of the ninth? Bottom of the ninth? Whatever, I guess. It was in Brooklyn, I guess, so it would have been the top of the ninth. Tommy Henrich at the plate.
Henrich,
yeah. Throws I don't remember who was pitching, but strike three. Mickey drops the ball.
He dropped it. That's right.
Henrich goes to first. Yankees score four runs. Win 7-3.
Over. It took
7-4.
It took the Dodgers so many attempts to get past them.
1941 World Series.
And that's 41. And they'd
come back in 47, but they didn't win until 55.
They didn't win until 55.
Yeah, lost a bunch.
And then 3 years later, they're gone.
Yeah, but then they won in LA.
Then they won right away in LA in 59.
Yeah. Also, Mickey Owen, the first pinch hit home run in
a series?
In an All-Star game.
Oh, in an All-Star game. Okay. Yep. 1928, Maya Angelou is born. Happy birthday, Maya. Yes. And this gentleman, famous for this, born on this date in 1932.
Do you go out with friends?
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Still creepy every time I hear it.
You ever see him play? You ever see him where he played Jimmy Pearsall? Fear Strikes Out.
Yeah.
Carl Malden was his dad.
Yeah.
Man, what a ball buster he was. Climbing the backstop. He was rather good at nervous characters.
Yeah. Well, it's like the first version of the great Santini. 1933.
Died of AIDS.
Unfortunately. Bill France Jr., the
NASCAR guy.
NASCAR founder. Yeah. Born. 1938. A. Bartlett Giamatti. I love it. They list businessman and academic. How about commission?
Academic.
Well, he was. But how about?
How would you describe me? Businessman and academic.
No, you're not a businessman.
Polymath.
Polymath is exactly how I would describe you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
Yeah. Paramecium.
That sounds bad. No, I don't think so. It sounds like
a
one-celled organism, like an amoeba. But A. Bartlett Giamatti, president of the National League, short-term commissioner of baseball.
I caught a baseball with his name on it.
Because he passed away in office. I don't know if you know this, but you know who his son is.
Yeah, I guess. Is it Paul Giamatti?
It's Paul Giamatti. Yeah, that's his son.
Yeah, I know that.
When I worked at the ballpark, this guy, A. Bartlett Giamatti, I met him because he was denied entry into the ballpark as the commissioner of the game.
Good.
When he comes to the stadium.
So why should he get special treatment?
Well, he didn't have – he forgot his – little credential thing.
Right, that's right.
And the security guard outside was like, no, you can't come in. And I saw him and I recognized him and I had to go out and tell the security guard, no, it's okay, it's the commissioner.
By the way, they didn't take my ID today when I voted. That's bullshit. Ridiculous.
That's not good.
It's terrible.
That's not right.
I was going to say, don't you want any ID? What's your name? Oh, there you are.
Well, I mean, it's on the roll, but still, is it you?
Yeah, how the hell do they know who it is?
I don't know. 1942, Kitty Kelly is born.
I've read her books.
Do you like them, or do you appreciate
them
for what they are?
You know me, I like sensationalism. Yeah. I read the one about Kennedy. I read the one also about Sinatra. Yeah, she's quite a tattletale.
How does she get all the info, though?
I don't know. I think she makes it up.
A good way.
It's even better.
Yeah, no, that's a foolproof way.
Yeah.
1944, Craig T. Nelson born.
Still, I saw him in a movie.
Great
not
character
ago.
Actor, man.
Coach, but I see him in.
I tell you, one of the films I liked him in was an early Tom Cruise movie, I think, called Going All the Way.
He's
a high school football coach.
Right, football coach, yeah. Which trashed his house.
Yeah, and I think he was born to play a high school football coach.
Yeah, he did a good job.
And
that was a pretty good movie.
He's one of those guys that's just when you need those guys.
Yeah,
those supporting roles.
You can play the coach in my movies. If you want.
They're always so good. Would you cast him in?
Would
you cast him in Men of Iron?
Men of Iron?
Or Men of Granite. Men of Granite.
Yes, that's what I was just saying. He could be the coach.
He could be the coach?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was good in And Justice for All, remember?
Oh,
he was
a
prosecutor.
Was.
This is the Super Bowl, man. Remember?
Yeah.
He didn't care about winning.
He just cared about being on the stage.
He cared about winning. He didn't care about justice.
No, justice.
This show, we care about justice.
1947, Ray Fosse is born.
My favorite play probably of all time. You know, I don't care what anybody says about Pete Rose. He's playing in the All-Star game, which is basically an exhibition, right?
Yes.
Hey, he plays to win. He beat the shit out of Ray Fosse, man.
It's one of the most vicious hits I've ever seen.
Beautiful. Good.
I remember Ray Langford.
Didn't mean a damn thing.
Ray Langford nailed Darren Dalton of the Phillies one time like that.
Yeah, hard. You're going to play.
There have been some others. Well, yeah, but except it causes concussions for both people.
That's tough shit.
Well, okay.
Tough it out.
All right.
Also, and now they play with, you know, they have a tie and we don't care. What they've done to the All-Star game is
no,
bullshit.
It's pathetic.
Play to win the damn game.
Look, it was I've never been to one. I don't care to go to one. I went to one home run derby.
Okay, yeah. Now they have all this other crap.
Right. But
so
Armand,
these guys get their chance.
I got to tell you, about 20 minutes into the home run derby, I was bored. I was bored to tears, man.
I didn't watch that stuff, but I'm just saying, everybody's got to play. No, they don't. Put in the best guys.
Guys and let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Play to win, especially now when in the World Series. Okay,
well, it's not anymore. They took that away.
They took that away?
Yeah.
Now what are that? Now how are they going to do it?
Alternating.
Oh, I like the other way better. Well, or the best team with the best record in either league gets to be home team.
Yeah, but
what's wrong with that?
Your schedule isn't balanced, so you
so
don't.
So what?
Well, okay. Yeah. You can play in a league with a whole bunch of cupcakes then.
Tough. Well, then realign the league.
Well, you can't always be realigning leagues. Come now, Armand.
All right.
You're being truculent today.
Yeah, well.
1965, this gentleman is born. I think this is one of his best scenes ever.
You serious? You don't know.
Can you name this movie, Armand?
Everybody knows you never go
Yeah,
that's
good.
What do you mean?
Check it out. Dustin Hoffman, Ray Man, look retarded, act retarded. Not retarded. Count toothpicks, cheated cards. Autistic. Shucked. Not retarded.
Autistic?
Yeah, Tom Hanks. Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded, maybe. Braces on his legs. But he charmed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He's a goddamn war hero. Right. You know any retarded war heroes? You went full retard, man.
No, I think
never go full retard.
That is funny.
It is so inappropriate.
Autistic, but not retarded.
Autistic, yes.
That's good. That was funny, man.
Now, that guy, Robert Downey
Jr. He's a drug addict, but he's working on it.
He
was good in Chaplin, too.
He was. He really was. Yeah. And in the early 80s, or in the mid 80s, it looked like he was really going to be a thing.
Yeah, well.
Because he would.
I don't know, his Iron Man stuff. I guess he's just doing that just for the hell of it.
But Iron Man, I got to tell you, his roles, his turn as Tony Stark.
Like,
no one saw Iron Man coming. Because when I heard they're doing Iron Man, I'm like, oh, please.
I don't think they're very good, tell you the truth.
I got to tell you, Armand, I think you're wrong. I think they're excellent for what they are. Iron Man raised the bar on the comic book movie. It really did.
You tell me there's some sort of dramatic content that's
no, I'm not
just
saying
like
it's
these
dramatic.
Batman movies. They think are so great.
Oh well, okay,
book.
All right.
Heath Ledger.
All right, here we go. 1979. Heath Ledger born.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to bring him up.
All right. Now this scene is one of I think only 12 scenes that he's even in the movie, The Dark Knight. But this is basically how he's introduced to the audience in this movie. Silence, please.
My jokes were bad.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't have my boy here pull your head off.
How about a magic trick? I'm gonna make this pencil disappear. Ta-da! It's
brilliant.
Gone.
I think he went full retard.
No, he didn't.
All right.
You do not think.
If it wasn't for Conrad Veidt, we wouldn't have the Joker.
That's fine. Okay. And then we should give Conrad Veidt his due. And I'm still going to go look up that clip you said in the German Expressionist film that you think Mr. Kane,
Bob Kane,
borrowed from to create the villain Joker for Batman. Look, you stand on the shoulders of giants in acting, right?
No.
You don't? No. You don't take and build upon?
That's not physics, all right? You're not Newton.
Come on.
This is any idiot can act, believe me.
Okay,
it's
that's
very
fine.
Easy.
But you got Heath Ledger's role as the Joker.
It's a comic book
it
character.
It was amazing.
It was not amazing.
Yes, it was.
Average. Mediocre.
It was completely deserving of the Academy
he deserved
Award.
To die. I'll give him that much. I mean, it's too bad.
And he was born on this date in 1979.
How did he die anyway? What was it? Was he overdose or something?
Yes.
Dumb shit.
Just
damn. All right. Well, I don't feel so
And it
sad.
Ruined the whole. It ruined the franchise, to be honest.
That franchise was already ruined.
It sent him in a different. No, it wasn't. The Dark Knight franchise is phenomenal.
Garbage.
How would you do Batman then?
I wouldn't. It's a comic book. It's not a movie. I don't do comic book movies.
Oh, you're above it.
That's correct.
You're above it.
That's right.
You do Weekend at...
I do King Lear.
You do Weekend at SCOTUS, which is you're eager to do.
That's funny. That's a movie.
You do a dead Ruth Bader Ginsburg still being propped up.
Please, don't, you're getting me excited. Hey, I saw that...
Getting me excited.
The thought of Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her death shroud is orgasmic.
Why did they make them all wear those black robes?
Well, they didn't have to wear their wigs.
What's the point?
In fact, I think somebody came in with a wig once, and
that's
Jefferson
great.
Said, take that stupid thing off.
Good for Jefferson.
Well, I don't know.
I applaud the effort, but good for Jefferson.
But, I saw that movie with Morgan Freeman and... Michael Caine.
The old-timers one?
Yeah.
Going,
it's actually it's actually a remake.
Yeah, from the 1970s.
Yeah, with Art Carney and Lee Strasberg.
And Burns?
Or? George Burns, yeah.
So
much different.
Lee Strasberg?
You mean Lee Strasberg, yeah.
Hyman Roth?
Yeah. Actor Studio, yeah.
I have not seen that movie for ages.
Yeah.
I think I watched it with my grandfather.
Actually, they played it for comedy. And it
sure.
I don't know. I mean, it's harmless. But to pay $12-$15 to see it, I don't know.
Yeah, that's your mistake.
Wait till it gets on cable.
Yeah, that's your mistake. All right, back to the events. Armand, I'm sorry. But on this date, 1949, April the 4th, 12 nations signed the North Atlantic Treaty. That means NATO is formed.
You know, at the time, I really didn't have a problem with it. What are we doing
at the
in
time,
it now?
You weren't alive.
We got Lithuania. That's true. But Lithuania, Latvia, we're going to put the Turks in here. What the hell is this?
Well, then it's really not North Atlantic, is it?
No, it's not even a treaty organization. It's not an organization either with these bumblers. Anyway, I got to tell you, Trump at least saying, hey, pay your money. That's why, Merkel was pissed at him when they met. You owe us, $174 billion? Something like that. Which is what they're responsible for. Nobody ever thought to make them pay. So this is not. This is
sort
us.
Of like college loans in the 70s, is what you're saying.
Something like that. Yeah, reneging.
Yeah. Oh wait, you actually want the money? Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like sort of like World War II. We got to pay for these tanks.
Oh, you mean what? Yeah.
Yeah, like the Russians. Yeah.
Yeah. GM sitting there with a bill.
Right.
You know how much GM Detroit equipment apparently is still in Russia? From
plenty,
that time,
I'm sure. God, they never get rid of it.
Anything, right? That they're still using. Like you can go to a farm out in Siberia, and there'll be a 1943 doozy.
Yeah, right.
Whatever a doozy,
Duesenberg, I guess.
No, the dually, a dually.
Dually.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm fascinated by that
this
stuff.
This should be dissolved.
1964. The top five, the first five positions on the Billboard Hot 100 pop chart all belong to the Beatles on this date.
Did that happen again? Did Jackson do that?
No.
I mean, he had five on Billie Jean or whatever the hell it was?
Yeah, Billie Jean and Beat It were...
album had five number ones, didn't
it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Thriller was phenomenal. Can you name the songs? Good trivia question.
This one?
Yes.
Oh, geez, 64. I don't know. I Want to Hold Your Hand?
It's one of them. That came in at number
8
four.
8 Days a Week?
No.
Eight
Days a Week's from a soundtrack, which... was next.
Boy, I don't know. What are the other ones?
Okay, so number one on April the 4th, Can't Buy Me Love.
Of course.
Number two, Twist and Shout, which is a cover.
All right. Yeah.
Number three, She Loves You, which is an original.
Pretty good.
Number four, like you said, I Want to Hold Your Hand, original. And number five, Please Please Me.
Oh, Please Please Me, yeah.
Which, when you think about it, Armand, is a filthy song.
What are you talking about?
Please,
he's saying please. I never say please. I just say, unzip me.
Please, please me.
No
oh,
pleasing.
Yeah.
No,
like I please you.
Yeah, see? What's so filthy about that?
Well.
Mutual pleasing.
It's
better than I do.
It's dripping in innuendo.
I'm like, yeah, please get out of my bed and go home.
You can't.
I'm finished.
You're brutal.
Yes.
That's awful. You don't have to go
single.
Home. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, well, you can get it. Go ahead. Sleep in your car if you want.
1967, Martin Luther King Jr. delivers his Beyond Vietnam, A Time to Break Silence speech.
Well, he's going
to
pay for that in about a year.
And 1 year to the date.
Yeah.
1 year to the date in Memphis, Tennessee, April 4th, James Earl Ray.
Alton boy.
Yeah.
Alton, Illinois.
Two big things about...
How did he escape? How'd they let that guy get away,
he drove away in a Mustang.
Jesus Christ.
And then flew to London.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Had a good time.
That's worth a surreal talk show by our pals Everett and Eric Hicks.
Somebody made a movie about that.
But Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated on this date by James Earl Ray at the Lorraine Motel.
That's right,
in Memphis, Tennessee.
After he was with it, was it the garbage men?
The night before, the sanitation workers of Memphis.
No, the garbage men.
Sanitation workers, custodial engineers.
Refuse architects. How about that? I just made that up.
That's very good.
You can use it.
That's very good. Hey.
The stupid euphemism.
Please.
They're garbage men.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But you know my rule. You are not a civilization until there's plumbing and there's garbage picked up.
We need them.
We need them.
I would do that job.
We need
them. They make a lot of money.
They're one of the most valuable entities we have.
So why put them down by saying, you know, that? Am I making a pejorative term?
Well,
it's an honorable way to make a living.
The my wife and daughter went to the Civil Rights Museum two Saturdays ago when we were in Memphis.
Yeah.
And when you go through.
Pretty girls in Memphis.
Yeah. You end at the room.
What, where you shot?
His room. Yeah, and you see. Well, it is. It's impactful.
He was out on his. Wasn't he out on the veranda?
Well, it's a motel.
Yeah.
So, right. The doors face the outside. You park your car. He's on the second floor.
Yeah.
Or maybe the third floor because it was room 306.
That makes sense.
So it's your traditional motor lodge.
Yeah.
You know, pull up, park your car, and go into your room. You know, none of this today where you pull up and
I can't see Barack Obama in a motor lodge.
And wander around and hope that you parked on the right side of the paint the room numbers on the outside of the hotel, please.
It was a dark day anyway.
Which touched off riots all throughout the United States. And so James Earl Ray, you mentioned he's from Alton, Illinois.
Yep.
Okay. And again, this conspiracy theory is about, you know.
Did he? I don't think he ever admitted he did it. Did he ever admit it?
No, I don't think so. But you mentioned that he's from Alton. Do you know where the bullet that killed John Kennedy was produced?
No.
The ammunition works
Olin?
in Alton.
Where else? All right.
That
makes sense. Yeah.
So strangely connected through one city. On that very same day, NASA launches Apollo 6.
I don't know what the hell that one did.
Just a test. Saturn's
playing around.
Saturn 5, yeah. 1969, Dr. Denton Cooley. Now, that's a name. That's a nice name for a doctor. No?
I don't know.
I think so. Well, anyway, he implanted.
Dr. Payne.
I know
Dr. Payne.
No, you like Dr. Feelgood. He implants the first temporary artificial heart.
Yeah, well,
not a big one.
Jarvik was Jarvik 7.
Not a big one for you.
No,
okay.
No big deal.
73, the World Trade Center in New York City officially dedicated.
Yeah, what a shame.
First exoskeleton skyscraper of that type, too. That's what people forget in all these conspiracy nonsense things.
Well, consult Surreal Talk.
No, I will. I've told them before. It's like cracking an egg. That's that style of architecture. Once the outside is pierced,
once it loses its structural
integrity, you're done.
Right.
And exactly. If you don't believe that fire can't cause things to collapse, go talk to the people in Atlanta, Georgia, with the I-85 collapse caused by a fire.
You don't have to preach to me.
No, I know. I know. I don't. I'm just my soapbox for a minute here.
Okay.
It's just so
good for you
to say that this was all conspiracy.
It was.
It's
George Bush.
Yeah. Yeah. It just it does not honor the people who perished in this
bullshit.
1975, Microsoft founded by Bill Gates and Paul Allen.
And then Gates is still the richest man in the world.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah, where of all places.
That's interesting.
I think Gates is number one, but Bezos is catching up, man.
Bezos is catching up. Amazon, you were saying the other day.
Well, it's gone up like 30%.
Yeah.
It's up against another $3 today.
Now, are you allowed to measure, you know, if you're holding stock in a company as part of your portfolio?
Of course.
You know, your stock goes up.
Your worth goes up.
But not necessarily your liquidity. So I've always wondered, who's the most liquid man on the planet? Who's got the greatest liquidity? Who could just keep writing checks and not have to sell anything?
I think he's pretty liquid. He could sell his stocks anytime. That's as liquid as it gets.
You don't necessarily want to do that, though.
Well, whatever. I'm not sure about the logic of that.
Because
that's his worth. He could turn in his stock right now and make whatever, I don't know, $75 billion or whatever. That's what he's worth. Unfortunately, in this country, we talked about this. We don't tax wealth, which why don't we? We tax income, which is stupid. You got guys like these guys running around making $100 billion almost Why? What do they need $100 billion for? Take half of it. Instead, they take half of our income every year, 40%, whatever. It's crazy.
Okay, let me ask you this on the tax front. I hate the capital gains tax because I think it's a huge disincentive.
Right.
Because it's a tax on money that you've already earned that then goes further into the system to earn more money.
And you're risking it. It's risk. That's what you get rewarded for the risk. Because if you lose, you lose.
Why take at some point.
Tell Bernie Sanders.
At some point, for me, even as an upper middle class guy, let's say.
Upper middle class. You?
Technically, that's what you are,
you're
sir.
Poverty.
I'm sorry, but that's what we are.
No, I'm an aristocrat.
Okay, well, you mean like the Joker?
No, the man who laughs.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh yeah.
Yeah. What were you talking about?
Well, because you think I'm you think I'm a socialist, but come on, you've earned the money which you've already been taxed on. You then invest the money to make more money,
and you assume risk. That's right.
That's the part of the equation I think everybody misses.
Well, everybody that's stupid and doesn't know anything about business.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they just
investing.
Well, he's rich. No. Well, yes, he is. Okay, he's got capital. But he's also putting the capital to work, and he's risking losing it.
But there is the rub also is that capital gains is only taxed at 20%, okay?
Well, no, I'm not saying it's nailed at 50.
I know, but when Warren Buffett talks about how his secretary is taxed at a higher rate than him, because he doesn't make any money technically. All his money is capital gains.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's bullshit. Income tax is different.
It's a sly, it's a verbal sleight of hand.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's not. He's being disingenuous with
it. And look, the statement is true on the surface.
Right, it is true, but we all know his capital gains.
Right.
He doesn't pay any income tax.
No.
Anyway, you're right, of course, but I don't know. The corporate income tax is the worst of all, but are they going to get rid of it? I don't know.
1983, Space Shuttle Challenger makes its maiden voyage.
Yeah,
it would only serve for 3 years, of course.
Starred vehicle.
In January of 86, the Challenger explosion would happen due to the O-rings.
Yeah, Richard Feynman found that out, our friend. Mm-hmm. Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman.
Morton Thiokol.
Correct, that was him.
So, who died on this date? Well, we already mentioned William Henry Harrison. We'll mention John McClane. He was killed at Nakatomi Towers in...
What?
Oh, you
wait,
Die
Hard?
That's a different John McClane. No, hold on. That's Postmaster. That's my bad.
Nakatomi Towers.
Well, yeah, that's where it was. That's...
Isn't that Die Hard you're thinking of?
Yeah. Well, Hans Gruber died that same...
He didn't spell it this way,
Hans Gruber died... No, he spelled it... I think his was with an A?
A-I-N, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is E-A-N.
Anyway, this was the 6th United States Postmaster General. What does a Postmaster General do, and why are
Flex
you
a... check.
But why are you a general? Do I have to salute the Postmaster
General? No, he's not a general. He's just a general... General of meaning.
Why is the attorney general a general?
They're not generals per se.
I don't care.
If they're a general attorney, you know, general.
Why is the leading law enforcement person in the land have the name general in their title?
Jeez, I can't even think of who our attorney general is. Who's the nominee?
Jeff Sessions.
Oh, that's right, of course.
What the hell?
Okay,
where have you been? Two automotive ones back to back. 1929, Carl Benz. Who we just were talking about the other day.
Daimler,
we were talking about Daimler. He was, the German engineer and businessman, founder of Mercedes-Benz. In 1931, Andre Michelin. So if you've ever wondered about Michelin tires, yeah, it's named for a real guy, Andre Michelin.
What's the name of that thing? He's got a name. Is it Bib or something like that?
Yeah, the tire man?
Yeah, it's Bib, I think, or something. Bibelot or something like that?
That's a good question, Armand.
He's got a name, yeah.
Michelin tire. I mean, I always called him Michelin man.
You missed 1774. Oliver Goldsmith, I guess, ugly to the point of caricature, with a great dome of forehead, a protruding upper lip, and very little chin.
So you're a guy?
A curious, odd, pedantic fellow with some genius.
you're right. It's Bib, but the full name that they say is how would you pronounce this? Bibendum?
Yeah.
Bibendum.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Commonly referred to in English as the Michelin man.
Anyway, Oliver Goldsmith wrote She Stoops to Conquer, Vicar of Wakefield. And here, you know, interestingly enough, I think we share something here. On one occasion, he was boasting to his friend Topham Beauclerk, great name.
That is a name.
Of his medical prowess, because this guy was a doctor, claiming and this is where we kind of echo each other. I do not practice. I make it a rule to prescribe only for my friends, which is kind of what
That's
I do.
That's true.
Nonplussed by Goldsmith's assertion, Beauclerk responded, "Pray, dear doctor, alter your rule and prescribe only for your enemies." And I know where he's coming from. We're kindred spirits, Oliver. Yeah.
Oh, man. 1968, again, the death of Martin Luther King by assassination. He was also a Nobel Prize laureate, born in 1929.
I think he's still the youngest.
Yeah, and you got to
Peace Prize laureate.
He's not even 40 years old.
Yeah, I think he won the Peace Prize, what, 37 or something?
Wow. Amazing. Do you remember? You were born
with this guy. I thought he was a good man.
Yeah, no. But you were born in 63. You would have been five. Do you remember?
The only thing I remember from 68 was the Cardinals losing the World Series. That's my earliest memory.
Ah, okay.
Mickey Lolich's big gut.
Yeah.
On the mound.
Kurt Flood stumbling in center and ball going through.
Well, Mickey Owen.
It was a sprinkler drain.
I remember Mickey Owen.
Do you know that? It was a sprinkler head.
Yeah, didn't he trip or something?
He stumbled on the sprinkler head.
Right.
Well, that's what son of a gun. 1983, Gloria Swanson passed away.
We talked about her.
Had her birthday in Sunset Boulevard.
Joe Kennedy.
And in 2013, the journalist, critic, and screenwriter Roger Ebert passed away. Were you a fan of Ebert?
Well, as a critic, yes. As a screenwriter,
well,
Was
it Valley of the Dolls?
Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Where's my line? I keep forgetting that line.
Of Ebert's or from the movie?
I quoted him. Yeah, the quote from Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Oh, shit. It's going to take a while, so forget it.
Well, I'll stall for you. So as we wrap things up here, as Armand looks.
Well, we also have Caracalla was born today.
Who?
Caracalla. Oh. As in Baths of Caracalla.
Yeah, the Baths of Caracalla.
Yeah, well, this is the emperor. Kind of a jerk. More soldier than emperor. A little bit of both. Son of Septimius Severus.
Mm-hmm. Is that who September's named for?
No. September is seventh month.
So why was he named Sept?
Well, that's his name, Septimius.
Well, was he the seventh kid or something?
Could be. That may be true. That may be. Your groovy boy would like to strap you on sometime. That's not it, though.
Where is
this damn thing?
That is an unnecessary Tinder
thing. I need it. I love it.
No, stop.
When a beautiful woman
we don't need that.
Licks between my toes.
No.
These are quotes from Roger Ebert wrote this stuff.
Oh, Roger Ebert wrote that. Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, this is from Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Perfectly fine. Licks between my toes.
Yes. That's Roger Ebert. I want it. I need it. I love it. When a beautiful woman licks between my toes.
That's disgusting for both parties.
That's Roger talking.
Oof. He's a Fidel, you know.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Don't Bogart the joint.
Oh, don't Bogart the joint. Yeah.
There's juice freaks and pill freaks, uh-huh. And then everybody's a freak. What you need is grass or a downer or something. I think something like
it's hard to imagine him as a counterculturalist seeing he and Siskel sit there in the seats together.
Well, this is 1970, so you know, anyway,
I thought he was a very fair movie reviewer because he would review the movie based on what
I gotta say. I like Siskel better.
What it was.
I know.
Siskel
would be like, this thing's a piece of trash.
Yeah.
And he would be like,
It's supposed to be a piece of trash.
For a surfing movie,
it's supposed to be. And as surfing movies go, it's about a B-plus surfing movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was, you know.
Right.
As popcorn munchers go, this one falls short. As popcorn munchers go, this one's great.
Yeah.
He didn't rate it against Citizen Kane every time.
Well, yeah. I like Siskel better.
All right, you find your Caracalla stuff.
All right. Oh no, Caracalla anyway. But he was, you know how he
Caracalla's a
Caracalla's was created by Dr. Pemberton.
Yeah.
You know, Caracalla. He stops. He's going to fight another war because he's a soldier, not an emperor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was invading Parthia this time. You know, just for the hell of it. And he stops around the road. They're in Turkey somewhere. He stops on the road to take a piss, and he gets stabbed to death. By some guy, Martius, I think his name
was. Why?
Because he didn't make Martius a centurion.
So they waited for him to take a leak?
Yeah, smart. Pulls his, you know, waited for him to pull up his
You're very vulnerable.
Yes.
That's a very vulnerable moment.
I'm kidding. So, you know, like Wild Bill Hickok never sat with his back to the door. Always, you know, lean up against a stump or a tree when you're pissing. Don't turn your back on, you know, your soldiers.
And Wild Bill, aces and eights, the dead man's hand?
Yeah, all black. Aces and eights.
Aces and eights, all black suit, right?
Correct.
Club, spade.
Yep. And that's how Caracalla got his.
Do you think that's true? That was the
I think it was documented.
Documented. Yeah.
But the question is, what was his fifth card? And that's the one I've never been able to figure out. Nobody's ever, you know, what was the fifth card?
But
who cares?
So he had two pair going into that before.
If you watch The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance,
yeah,
that's what he has. Good hand, but not good enough. Ace and eights.
He's in Deadwood, too. I don't know if you've ever seen Deadwood on HBO. It's definitely
where. That's where he got killed. That was Deadwood.
No, the Deadwood series on HBO.
Well, yeah, but that's where Bill Hickok got killed. Yeah. Deadwood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where is that, North Dakota?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you have it. That'll do it.
What's his name? Jack McCall, I believe, killed him.
Jack McCall?
Yeah, that's who shot him.
Well, Timothy Oliphant stars in Deadwood. You've never seen this.
No.
Definitely worth the watch, Armand.
I've seen Betty versus Joan.
Yeah, you ought to.
They made a whole series out of that?
Yes. 10-episode runner.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
Boy, they hated each other.
No. Well, if you hate each other that much, you get 10 good episodes.
No kidding. They'll probably make a series about us.
Let's hope.
It could run 3-4 seasons.
Absolutely.
Although you said some reasonably intelligent things. You didn't go full retard today.
No.
Or full socialist.
No. Autistic, maybe. But
yeah.
Not, no.
Autistic, yes. Retard. No. That was
That's
funny.
That's so bad.
That is funny. That's
this,
really.
This even. Happy birthday, Robert Downey. Because,
yeah,
God,
that
even glosses over the fact that he's portraying an African American.
Right. He's a phony himself.
And he's a phony.
In fact,
right.
That's what he's funny, too. The other black guy told him, you ain't black, man.
Right. What do you mean, you people?
Yeah.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah.
God, that's so good.
Funny movie.
All right, folks. That'll do it. April 4th in the books. Don't forget, subscribe to our podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, any major podcast outlet. And when you do, if you would, please leave us a 5-star review. Say something very kind about Armand. He will appreciate it. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thisdayinhistorypodcast. When April 5th rolls around, we will be here to tell you about it on lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.